Monday here in the show. We'll bring you some of the hottest news, hot mess, and some hot music, man. Well, today, we have a very special guest on this Monday show, who is my special guest co-host. I want to welcome our friend Mid West, who might possibly be a relative. That's still up for grabs to find out if that's the case or not. I want to welcome to the show my girl, SK Susie. What's good?
What's up, Sadie? What's going on? Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm back.
Welcome. You know, glad to have you on the show. You know, it's great to, well, first of all, it's great to, since day one, you know, you show some love to our brand. You know, it's been a short amount of time that you've known us, but since then you have been very proactive in showing support, so it is great to have you on here.
I have. I know some of the models that you've worked with, and they've done some phenomenal work. I look forward to doing some projects with you myself, so I do thank you for that, too.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
That's definitely in the near future. That is. More so might not even be featured, more so close president, I guess that should be the term we should use. But
right.
Definitely kinda let everybody know a little bit about who you are. That might not, you know, this might be their first time being introduced to the New Yorkers there. Plus I like that you have the alter egos. I love that aspect of you too.
Yeah, that kinda reflects my personality. Well, I have what you call Star Moon Halo. Star Moon Halo is actually a brand that I'm working on as far as the clothing line and the conscious arena. And SK Susie is pretty much the artist behind the work. I've done work for several artists and other small businesses in my area where I've been able to customize their brand and, you know, kind of help them get a jump start. So now I'm pretty much at the point where I want to really focus on Star Moon Halo and my mission. So that's where I'm pretty much at now. And I would like to do a little bit more modeling, kind of step out, you know, try some new things.
Right. That's a great thing, you know. A lot of people don't realize that, because that's one thing I will say I admire you about as well. Like how you were talking about you behind the scenes, and now you're slowly, you know, you're using the hard work you've used doing behind the scenes, helping that propel you in the foreground. A lot of people think they got to be the star all the time, but you don't have to always be the star. You have to, you know, in order for the star to glow bright, you got to help other people too.
Exactly. You can't have too many cheese. Not enough Indians. I do believe in that. I have helped jumpstart a few other careers, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that they're escalating and they're doing very well for themselves. I like to do music publishing. There are a lot of bits and pieces that I feel that artists are missing, and I would love to reach out to other artists who are looking to become independent in their ventures. So I do a few different things. It's just, I don't know how to keep it all organized, you know, but I try to help out where I can. But, you know, you have to keep a focus. So if I did anything as far as musically, I would like to work probably with other female R&B artists or even male vocalists. Like, there's been a loss of, how do you say, natural talent, can you say?
Oh, so, yes. Digitally remastered talent, as you should say.
Right. There's a lot of stuff being watered down. No original content. There's a lot of things being, I don't know, I just feel like it's a lot of, I don't want to say copycat, but I guess that's the only word I really have for it. But I would like to see other, I would like to actually help others, do better in their own craft. You know, what is it that I can do to reach out to them to improve their own craft and get them where they want to go? You know, I see a lot of artists also, you know, putting money behind their projects, but they're spending more of their investment than actually enjoying it. And that's where my frustration comes in at, because you can have a lot of talent, but if you don't have the business aspect of it, then how can you propel? You know, how can you brand yourself? How can you copyright and trademark and do all the things that you really want to do as far as not only blue collar, but white collar, you know, corporate America. You know, there's a bigger entity out there, and you can grasp it. It's just up to you to go get it.
You know what I think it is, too? A lot of times, a lot of people get so stuck in the flash of everything, thinking that's the, you know, because they see the artists that they're all flashy and something, go, oh, I want to be on their level quicker. So they think by being flashy, that's going to get them up there quicker. But, you know, sometimes that will get you noticed, but
I mean, the
it's
image
going to be
is
a
very
quick
important.
Downward spiral. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. It depends. Like, your image is everything in this business. You have to be able to be flexible. You have to be able to know what the people want, and actually produce a product that people are going to be willing to buy. So it's a lot of factors.
Yep.
The flashiness, you know, I know folk singers, you know, it's just not R&B artists or rap artists, hip-hop. You have other genres of music, and it's basically the same formula. It's just nobody's really catching a grasp of it and not really even willing to pay for services to find out, you know, how they can get it. It's more of a hustle now, and that's where the downside comes in, that, you know, the real talent is not recognized.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. You knocked it right. You hit it right there. I think that, I mean, and that comes in, it's not even just music. That's even because I know this is with magazines, and y'all know me, people really know me how I am on the show. I'm very cut straight to the point. But, and I see some magazines out there that you can tell by the way they treat people and the way they push stuff out and all that, watch their prices and how they do people, and you notice that it's really more so a hustle, not necessarily business. And then I even separate that. People don't know how to do good customer service. They're missing that aspect of being, it's about the dollar, and not about the people. Because we keep forgetting that. And some people are like, they see they get money for putting out shitty product, so they're like, hey, if I just keep getting out shitty product, I'm just going to keep doing it, and I'm just going to keep making money that way. Oh, well. But I feel this way. And that's what separates, goes into another aspect, that's what separates you being just a rapper and being an artist. Because an artist improves their quality of what they do as they go further and further wherever it is. They're not content with just any old putting anything out, because as an artist, you feel more so about a legacy of you that have that footprint left alone. When you leave, you want people to look at it and say, wow, he put some good hard work into this with talent and, you know, just great quality in his work, not just putting something out that's to hurt him get a quick dollar.
Right. That's like today I had a meeting with a phenomenal, actually two phenomenal gentlemen today. They have their own label called Validation, and we had a small meeting today, and, you know, meeting with them is like refreshing to know that people are still out there willing to expand, you know, trying to grab a hold of new ideas and what it is that they can do to improve their brand, you know. And it's not just with music, you know. You have other forms of artistry out there, and it's like people are short, you know, they're shorting themselves, basically, because people feel like, oh, well, you just an artist, or you're a graphic designer, you know. But I know for a fact
right.
you can make good money off of graphic design, you know, photography, you know. But, you know, we all have a family to feed, you know, whether we're feeding ourselves or our children, you know. It really doesn't matter. A villain even got to feed his kids, you know. It really doesn't matter at that point. It's just like, what do you do to make you happy? But, you know, people feel like you have to suffer in order to create this illusion of being able to receive what you are deserving of. And it doesn't
right.
really work that way, you know. So it just depends on your outlook on things. But, yeah, I totally agree. And I know from a photography perspective, it's a difficult industry to enter, don't you think?
I think, man, it just really, it's a headache. I look at some of the photographers, and it's a headache because there's so many different intangibles going on into it. You know, with TFP and paying for shoots, whether the model should pay you, or you should pay a model to shoot, what your prices should be. Is your work on point? Are you going
right.
to go do it on location? You got to replace mm-hmm. this. And you and then, you know, you also got to remember that if people are more hard, you think, I mean, as far as customer service, kind of like you think about, like, when it comes to like waiters in a restaurant, it's kind of like that with photographers, because people will grill you to death about not having the pictures the right certain way, which, you know, if you're getting paid a certain amount, or you're getting paid, even at average rate, you need to come hard. Because you're getting paid. So you're getting paid for the service, you need to come hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people that
right.
do stuff better for people for free than when they get paid.
Yeah.
That's confusing to me.
Mm-hmm. That's because that's what they love to do. You know what I mean? Versus somebody that's just out here making a quick buck. I mean, I've known photographers to really out here, you know, and hustle, get out here and hustle. Like, they have to go out and shoot something every day, and that's their focus. That's what they love to do, and probably wouldn't charge you much. But now, like, I believe we was having a discussion before about digital, you know, editing and things like that. They play a big factor. So it's like you have to charge those prices at some point because your time is down to every when it comes to it, you know.
Now, see, that's not my problem. It's more so my problem of when people pay you, do your job. Because this goes back to what I said about free and paid. Like, for instance, it's been the one time that a photographer shot me was for free. And he did a phenomenal job. He got the stuff back to me. Quick turnaround, get it back to me. I've paid people that take their time by getting stuff back to me, and that confuses me. And then especially when it's subpar, when you first said it to me, and you get an attitude because I tell you need to redo it. If someone's paying you to shoot, I don't want no. You can't give me no excuses. Cannot give
Man,
excuses.
Fine.
You got to come hard.
A bad photo is a bad photo. Long story short. And I'm not paying for a product that I do not agree with, you know. Yeah,
right.
I totally understand. So what's going on with your magazine and the models? I mean, you know, fill me in on that.
Oh, man, kind of, I was going in on that this week we will be releasing a new issue of Human Canvas.
Here's
a catch 22 on that. It's a double issue because basically we have a cosplay issue and a breast cancer awareness issue. And
can
this
I get
be
an
our
article
second
in
year.
That magazine?
we definitely talk. We talk. I mean, that's already something we're talking about. I'm already,
right.
You know, that's already something that's already in the works. The moment we get to something, that's all. You ain't even got to ask. It's not even a moment. You question you asking me. But I like your look.
Right.
And, you know, I know people gonna go, ooh, this man. I watch the thirst every day on your Facebook.
Right.
So I don't. But see, and that's the key thing. But you don't act stuck up about it. Because some people, they don't know how to handle that. When people do all that thirsty stuff, they don't know how to handle it about being a jerk about it.
I come from a time where somebody paid you a compliment. It was either okay, thank you. It was not considered being thirsty or, you know. Some stuff does get over. You know, some things do get a little out of hand, but you have to have a sense of humor about everything, I feel. And if your sense of humor is dry as hell, like, don't be around me. Like, I can be joking about the simplest things, and if that pisses you off, well, sorry about you and your problems. But, yeah, I can totally, you know, say that the thirsty thing, I don't. You know, a compliment is a compliment, but thirsty.
Right.
Stalking me down.
There you go. I'm about to say, like, that's the problem with the term. It's like, it makes sense in some aspects, but it just gets drunk. It's gotten to the point where it's used out of context. And like you said, when somebody's paying you a compliment, they're not always being thirsty. Sometimes people just like paying people compliments. I could pay a beautiful woman a compliment right now and won't even try to fuck her the next day.
Right.
Simple as that.
Right.
And that could that be, because, I mean, that even happens in a case in the club. And you go try, you try to test a girl and just, oh, you thirsty. What? And when did we start getting on this load? If you want to dance by
thirsty
yourself,
is like
go
okay,
in your corner
like
in the house
you
and cut the radio up as high as you can.
Right. But, okay, thirsty to me is like, okay, a girl goes to the club, and that's what she's going to the club, just so somebody can buy her drinks instead of buying your own drinks sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's kind of thirsty. Now, that's what I consider thirsty. You know what I mean? But
this is what I consider thirsty. If you panting, and you have to go to the side of the gas station and get a big cup of a soda or something, I call that thirsty.
Right. You mean to write the list of actual thirstiness, because the dictionary Ebonics definitions currently are not in place, I guess. I don't know.
If people want to use the Ebonics way of saying thirsty, I'm going to put my Webster Dictionary voice on and give people a proper definition so they know how to use it in context from now on. Okay. So today's word today is thirsty. We're going to tell you what the real definition of thirsty is. Thirsty is when someone is not only complimenting you, but they are taking it to another level. For instance, I will give you another level. If your relationship status clearly says you're in a relationship, and you clearly have mentioned a couple of times about you being in a relationship, and a guy clearly all the time is in your inbox all the time saying, how can I get at you? That's what we call thirsty.
If a guy says, thirsty.
Hey, you look good, man. You know, I like the way you're wearing that. Or this.
Right. Yeah.
That's not thirsty. You're saying the compliment.
I don't need that in my life.
Well, my thing is, here's my favorite one. When a girl's taking a picture on Instagram, right, and she half naked, and a dude say, dang, girl, you got a big ass. Ooh, that's
and then,
thirsty.
Oh, you thirsty. Well, you talking to
this
to look at it. What's the problem, Brandon? Yeah.
What? You put your ass out there, and you put a picture, you poking your ass out in the mirror, standing butt-ass naked, and you want us to say, oh, my God, I wonder how high her GPA is. That's not what we're thinking about.
Yeah. I have, but you know, I have a problem with people that don't appreciate, like, nudity. Like, they take it to a whole nother level where it's, like, kind of gross, you know what I'm saying? Which is, to me, sad on their part. But I feel like nudity is exploited to a certain extent, but I think it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? So that's ridiculous when she's like, oh, are you thirsty, or you taking new half-naked pictures, woo-woo-woo-woo. You know what? I do what I want to do because I think it's beautiful. Don't really matter what you think about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But some stuff is thirsty.
Here's another thing about that, too. Like, it's not even just a fact. Like you said, because like you just said, you take it. Why is the people that automatically throw the thing out there that, oh, that she's a hoe because she has an air making picture? But then, I mean, like I tell you all the time, there's plenty of half fashion models out here who lips so wide, good guy, because they didn't have so many dicks inside of them. And so it's just the fact of the matter is, just because you put a curtain over something, don't mean what's under the curtain ain't what it is. So at the end of the day, just because you got a bunch of clothes, you still what you are underneath them clothes.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Oh.
But, yes.
I'm
okay,
coming
so
down there with y'all at.
I am obligated to play a song at the moment, so I'm going to go to a quick song break, and we come back because we got some more to chop up. I got some crazy stories, and y'all know how I am. I go the hell in on some of this stuff. So we come back. I got my girl SK Susie in the building.
Yeah.
Man, y'all see how she is, man. She's very blunt like myself. This is what we do. All right, this is for my girl. Just the Chiefs. And Patriots game is on, which the Patriots are from Boston, but off of Boston. I got to talk to Boston people from Boston. We got to play my girl Red Shades. It's just vibrant and cooling. I love Red Shades. It was just her birthday the other day. She's a Libra, not a Virgo like yours truly, because, you know, Virgos do it the best. All right, we'll be back.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
They tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride. I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama. You can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside.
right, y'all, we're back. We're back in the building. Welcome back. And yes, man, we go ahead and I got to do my public service announcement. I'll do the commercial, quick commercial. I'll remind you guys that tomorrow is the last day to enjoy the digital magazine reading week sale, which is tomorrow. And tomorrow, you get 50% off on an annual subscription for Human Cameras Magazine. And you go to Max, you go there, scan it. You can all you gotta do is go to dustbot.com/Human Cameras Magazine. Go there, it will let you click to go to Maxer. You'll be able to buy your subscription. Bam, there you go. All right, so it's about that time where I gotta start going in on some stuff. Now. First thing, I think this is funny. As an Android user, I get all kind of joy of every time Apple looks stupid. So, here's the newest thing that happened right now, the stupid iPhone scandal. Well, apparently now, there's something that's called, they're calling it Bengate. And that's because teenagers are running around the different Apple stores testing the demo the iPhone 6 demonstration phones to test their durability, because that's a big thing that's been talked about in the past week. And so now people are running, now teenagers are going to stores doing this crap.
Oh, wow. That's stupid.
So they're trying to test
the durability of they're testing the durability of the tester phone?
Yeah, because here's the thing. The iPhone 6 is, you know, they've been making big things about you can basically, how easy it is to bend this thing.
I'm stuck with my Galaxy. I don't do Apple.
Oh, you're on Team Android then? Okay, see?
I'm Team Android.
I'll tell you, I'm about to do some more of that research because you keep getting too many stars. Oh, yeah, because I got a Galaxy S5. Shout out to that. Galaxy X5. Check the check.
Apple sticks to computers, right? I just need them to stick to computers. That's it.
At least give us a new phone, man. Give us a new Note 4 coming out, at least. Show us a little.
Galaxy, let's do it, Samsung.
Hey, here's my thing about that too, because I laugh. All Apple users, they just give me so much life for just laughing at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously. Like, they need to see the computers, but first of all, I mean, they get to a point where they're just kind of scrambling. Steve Jobs passed away, they just started doing all kind of rap. They just said, hey, we're going to scramble and just do whatever we got to do to keep. We're going to try to make money at any means necessary. And if we, no matter if we said this at one point in time, we're going to backpedal and go against that. Because before, the notes and stuff, the phones are too big. Oh, we don't. Those screens are too big. We don't like how big the screen is. Oh, but now the new iPhone is coming out. That's a big screen. I thought you didn't like them.
Oh my God! You know, like I said, copycat, no original content. But that's how the market is. You know, we are robots, I guess. Well, some of us are anyway.
That's another story and subject.
I used Safari browser in a while, but that was one of the things I used. And then iTunes, because I have my, I get some artist music on iTunes, and then also because my radio shows on iTunes and my magazine. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I just don't care.
I do have iMac. I do have an iMac, right? But the phones, they can keep those. Like, that's I'm good on the iPhone. I wouldn't even know what to do with it. I'm going to be honest with you.
I guess that just means that you're not really an Apple fanboy. Because, you know,
look,
you have
Apple
a computer.
Apple came out when I was I had an Apple computer as a child, and I have one as an adult. But I'm really a PC kind of chick because I bare bone a computer quick. Take that bitch apart. Excuse my language. I'll fix a computer, a PC, you know, and rebuild one. But Apple, like, they are right. I like them, I guess, for, I guess, pictures and stuff like that. But I'm not even familiar with the Mac that I have. So, and I've had it probably 3 years, like brand new, like when it first came out. So, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of Apple. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I mean, I remember we were talking with my boy Ronaldo the other day. We were talking about the Apple II Macintosh computers. That's the fact that you say Macintosh all the way. You know, they were the Apple II Macintosh. Like, you had to say the whole name. Like, this long behind name. Apple II Macintosh.
I'll be cool with the Turk phone. They can bring me the Turk phone and give me the Turk back. Turk.
Oh, no. Nah. I want no Turk for that much. They can skip that chirping. I ain't got nobody got time for that.
Okay, sweet bro.
Yes. On a matter of fact, instead of me saying it, I mean, she can say it better than I can.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I need a cold pop.
A cold pop.
Oh my God.
Oh man. So Apple, we going past y'all on that. It ain't nothing new. Y'all always mess it up. All right, the Tracy Morgan thing. So you remember Tracy Morgan got in that big wreck with that Walmart's 18-wheeler. Well. Walmart might have lower prices, but they don't have. But they don't know how to treat people, and here's another case of that. And the case is going on right now, which that's what lawyers do. When it comes to the law, when you're trying to win a case, you exploit everything you possibly can. Well, here it is with this in this case right here, which is agitating me. Right now, Walmart is pushing a case to say that the accident in which their 18-wheeler that hit the limo, and looking at what the limo, I mean, y'all made a picture of the limo, of how it looked, the freaking thing was dang near, it was total. It looked like they put it in a compactor. Well, apparently Walmart is saying that Tracy Morgan is at fault because he was not wearing his seatbelt during the car accident.
But how is, you know what? It's not what you
he
know.
He wasn't driving. Let's sit down for a second, everybody. Everybody sit down with me for a second. Everybody sit in the couch with me for a second and think for a second.
How does that work?
Just help me for it. He wasn't driving the car. Cause we gonna exploit this all the way. I mean, let me go ahead and put it out there. First of all, I did not have a law degree, but I do have a degree in common sense. That being said, Tracy Parker was in the back of the limo with a seatbelt. How many of y'all been in the limo and have a seatbelt on? Don't worry, I'll wait for the hands. Not going to come up. All right, anyways, so Tracy Morgan not having his seatbelt on, and the 18-wheeler going,
right over.
F the heck up out of this car. And you mean to tell me that Tracy Morgan is his fault? Whatever say his injuries, the injuries he suffered were caused in whole or in part by his failure to wear an appropriate available seatbelt. Give me a break, Walmart.
He's black. Y'all know that.
Next question. Do the Waltons, the freaking owners of Walmart, when they get in a goddamn limo, they have a seatbelt on? Don't worry, I'll wait. They don't have a seatbelt on. I answer that question for y'all. So they don't have a seatbelt on. Don't come with me this BS about making something. So now you know what's going to happen, right? They're going to start writing tickets for everybody. And you thought they weren't doing it before. They gonna start writing tickets like at the Wild Zoo. If you ain't got a seat, you're on the back seat.
Well, buckle up. Click it a
ticket. Man, you got to click your ticket everywhere. They get, they come and hide your kids, hide your wife. They give everybody tickets out here. So
yeah,
it's going to happen. So Tracy Morgan, you know, just be on the lookout for that man. Hopefully he gets better. Let's find out what the latest news will be in the case to come, man. Hopefully they get together.
Get
all
better,
right.
Tracy.
I can't do it. All right, y'all. I got to go to one of my favorite websites. And I want to talk about, which is, I love coming here because they are so hilarious. ClumsyChris.com. And they don't have a tagline. They need to get, they need to allow me to write their tagline. Perfect thing. Place where you can find the stupidest criminals and sometimes the dumbest police. Because they have some dumb police officers on here, too.
You got to blame the education system. That's why the criminals is dumb.
So, are you ready for this? Because,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Because there's always something funny when it comes along with this. And this is news. So, here we go, ClumsyChris.com. News. Referring as a crying drunk burglar calls police on himself. Everybody run the tape back. A crying drunk burglar called the police on himself. Let that marinate for a second. Well, on Friday morning, on this past Friday, on September 26th, police received a strange call from a crying drunk burglar turning himself in. The 60-year-old man from Durban smashed the window of a building of a station wagon in Alkmaar. So this idiot here. So, there is more. The suspect entered the premises but could not manage to find his way out again. So he called the police and announced that he was stuck in the building. Police officers helped the man out of the building and then arrested him. They are currently investigating the matter.
Wait.
You broke into a building. You broke into a building, right? And you can find your way out. You call the police?
Wait.
Come on.
You know what? But look, this is even dumber, though. I had somebody break in my house and half stole everything. Like, they stole, like, ham and not burger. You know, cooled and no Kool-Aid and no sugar type shit. So it was like, what the fuck was the point of you trying to rob my house? If you only have took everything, like you take the TV and don't take the cord, that don't make sense.
They take the left shoe and not the right shoe?
Yeah. Who does that kind of shit?
That's crazy, man.
Hey, give him a round of applause, fucker. Give him a round of applause.
Nah, he ain't getting a round of applause.
You know
what we gonna give him? Because this is what we give people like him. Our cricket award of the day. I just don't understand it. How much liquor does it take for you to be that stupid? Like, it just I just can't wrap my finger around it. Like, I've done some stupid stuff. I was drunk one time before, and I did something stupid, but it wasn't stupid like this. It was stupid, but it was something that I could tell people, and they can laugh, but I don't necessarily feel stupid about. This is stupid, dude. God, man, think, man. You have to preempt things before you do it next time for you drink. Just stop. All right, next one goes. A woman is bust. Okay. All right, I can't. First.
You gotta fix it.
I'll fix it. Fix it, Lord. Fix it. Fix it. Ah! All right. A woman is bust for possession of SpaghettiOs sauce. A woman busted for possession of SpaghettiOs sauce face soon. Oh my God, what the hell is this going to go? A Florida woman may pursue legal action against police and prosecutors after she spent more than a month in jail for possession of SpaghettiOs. Police say they arrested a 23-year-old Ashley Gabrielle Huff as they found a spoon covered with a suspicious residue inside the car while she was riding in it. Oh, God. I see where this is going.
What?
Oh. So,
you know
what?
All the police in the United States, because that's some dumb. You know what? You probably can't bleep it, and I'm not going to cuss because I'm a lady.
Oh, no, you can. You ain't got to bleep on this show. This show is say what you want to say.
Just fire the police and fuck it. We just protect ourselves because.
No,
here goes
when it gets worse. So from the beginning, this is what happened. She insisted that she wasn't using, selling, or making meth. The woman spent more than a month in jail while her attorney tried to arrange a plea bargain. That's when the crime lab report came back for confirming the spoon was encrusted with spaghetti sauce. She was then released in custody. Police say they were acting in good faith, and Huff made prompt pursue legal action against the police, departments, the jails, and the DA's office for malicious prosecution and unlawful arrest.
Well, no, was she black, though? Is that what happened?
Was she black? They don't
mm-hmm.
tell me that. You know, but we're going to just.
That was the Aussie brand.
So. Remember how I said that this website is known for dumb police? Well, that was a point where it was dumb police. So it took y'all. First of all, this woman stayed in jail for a month before y'all went into looking into this. We got to give another one. We just came back to prime time today, and we already got to give another award.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
these police, boy, they out here just doing anything. It's good, you know, and
you
I say this every show. I get so tired I have to do this every show. I have to keep saying this. There are good police officers out there. They're just dumb ones that do dumb stuff every now and then.
I'm kind of convinced it's all of them about this point, I think. I don't know, because it's just too much other stuff. Yeah, they can whoop your ass, and they ain't going to say nothing. I don't know. It's just, hell, they the gang, ain't it? I thought the fire department and the police was the real gang. So I don't know. That's just me talking, but that's ridiculous.
No, I mean, you got a point there. I mean, if y'all watch Hidden Colors like me, you know, the Hidden Colors series, you understand why I feel a certain type of way about what you said, and I don't really quite disagree.
Right.
But, oh, man, this is just ridiculous.
And
so,
you all the way in the South somewhere, and that's crazy. It's just, can I ask you a question for real, for real? Somebody told
for real,
me
for
that.
Real.
Yeah, for real, for real. In Texas, that's just where you are?
That's where I'm at, in good old Texas.
Okay. Do they have something about where it's optional for you to go to school? Like, you don't have to go to school down there. You can homeschool.
Yes, you can. You can actually homeschool people. That's true.
Wow. Maybe that's why the criminal's not doing that good, and neither is the police.
No, here's the crazy thing about that. There's actually been statistics on showing that some people that have been homeschooled have had better test scores and everything is other stuff from going further with that in college than people that have gone to public school sometimes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good.
And I mean, and that's the thing, because I've been hearing not only do you have that, but you also had the academy. Because a lot of people know when you say public school, the two differences, they obviously think public school and private school. Well, you know, also, too, what's big down here is public charter schools. Like, for instance, Deion Sanders has Prime Prep. And a lot of times the public charter schools are known for having better education because of this way they can control the curriculum a lot better and not have to be so, you know, riddled.
Wait a minute. You said Deion Sanders. Did his pool boy flood his house?
Oh, my. Did that happen? It's so much stuff to go on with him. I sometimes have to stop keeping up. I forget. I'm looking to that one. You're going to make me to go see. You got some tea I need to go look into. Y'all be trying to throw tea at me. I don't be knowing about it. I'll be liking it now. I can't sit there and see. You know, I'm going to find out, though. I'm going to find out. But, okay, so I got to do the football. So, y'all know what time, y'all know what segment it's time for, man. Y'all know what segment it is. And I am definitely glad to do this segment today because of something great happened yesterday. So, y'all know what time it is. It's time for the football scores from week 4 of football. So excited. I'm so excited. Shut up. You just go crazy. Go crazy. I'm going to scream like a schoolgirl. All right, so here go the scores. Of course, the Monday Night Football game is still going on, so I can't give you that score. But I give you the current score. The Chiefs are smacking the hell out of the Patriots, 33-7. Got to be more careful. If you think Tom Brady not looking good this year, man, y'all got to get together. I mean, I know it was just beginning, but it's looking bad. All right, so that's the game still going on in action. But we go ahead and mention the scores from. I've already passed by since Thursday, so it's Thursday all the way through the end of yesterday. And okay, so we first start with the Giants. Giants 45-14 against the Redskins, who are both in my division. That means the Giants are slowly creeping up too, man. NFC East, you'll never know what's going to happen. The Baltimore Ravens with Steve Smith, having his old team come to his new team stadium. And showing them, hey, don't let me go next time. Whoop them 38-10. Green Bay Packers 38-17 against the Bears. Texas 23-17 against the Bills, which the Texans will be coming here to Dallas next week against my Cowboys. Man, it's gonna be crazy. Both of them 3-1. It's gonna be bananas. Battle of the Texas teams. We got the Colts 41-17 to Tennessee 17. The Jets got beat by the Lions 24-17. Miami rallies against the Raiders over in London. I don't have a good British accent as I learned, but they were over in London as they did the game. As the guy in the score was 38-14. the Bucks.
You did lovely,
the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody sit back for a second. The Bucks beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow. 27-24. How the heck does the Bucks? This is the Bucks' first win of the season, by the way. The Chargers, 33-14 against the Jaguars. And Teddy Bridgewater showing out to the Vikings, 41-28 against the Falcons. The San Francisco 26-21 against the Eagles. The Eagles are now 3-1. Shout out to everybody who was a Philadelphia Eagles fan who talked so much trash about my Cowboys. Watch your mouth next time. Watch your mouth. My Cowboys, 38-17 against the Saints. Or the Aints. Oh, when the Aints come marching in. You know, they just, everybody talked all that trash about how they were going to do all this. Didn't quite happen that way. And that's the result of the score. And that is a look at this week's scores from week 4 of NFL. That's what it is. Big ups to get to my Cowboys for rallying and beating the Saints. They're now 3-1. Next week, is about to get real. We're going against the Texans. Who is your team, by the way? Who are you rooting for?
Well, I can only let me think. I'm only rooting for teams that my uncle played for. He played in the NFL back in 1957. But no, we played for the Bears.
She said that like she was on back in the day. Wait, nah.
Oh, that's how you do it. But he played for the Bears, so I have to root for the Bears. And that's probably it. I don't know. I mean, even if they lose, I'm sorry.
The Bears got beat.
You know what? I live in Indiana. Well, who is the is it the Colts? That's the Indiana team. That's sad. That's what's
yes,
up.
The Colts. Mm-hmm. Look
okay.
at it.
So,
y'all see how she did that, right? She skated so she could try to protect herself. That was real slick of you. You know, give you credit where it's due.
Woo! Round of applause.
We're not giving that applause. You know, the applause button is not working right now.
Dang.
It's broken. It's broken on that moment.
Shout out to my nigga. Yeah, he loves the fucking Cowboys. I swear.
The Cowboys, America's
team. He from
Texas.
Candy Paint. Right.
America's team. We're amazing. Okay, so here's the skinny on the Cowboys next game. So we're playing against the Texans this Sunday. The next game after that is the Seahawks. And the Legion of Boom, the 12th man. Oh, man, y'all, we got to come. If we could win that game, that would say so much of – that would be so much of a statement. But we got to take 1 week at a time. We're going to see what happens. It's, they got my heart beating over here. It's like, boom, 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 boom. So hopefully they, you know, do something.
Yeah.
All right, so as we come, we got about 6 minutes left on the show. What can we expect to you? What else can we expect from you coming up? The rest of the year, because now October is 2 days away, and
mm-hmm.
so that means you know you only have you know a couple months left in the year. You know what are you planning on doing to finish this year off strong?
So let's see. Well, first and foremost, I need to get settled in my new area, which is doing well. I plan on working on my clothing line, as I've said before. I look forward to working with a few different photographers on different projects. Basically, maybe just building a small portfolio, nothing too big. I just want to kind of test the waters. I believe I have some shows or some events coming up. I will keep you posted on those at local clubs in my area. And if possible, you know, I'll keep you posted on whatever it is that I'm doing because I'm not going to stop.
All right. It won't stop. No.
Right. So it's all about Star Moon Halo right now. And I just really would like to enlighten you know, open people's minds to the ideas that I possess, you know. But, you know, everybody's not willing and open and is not chosen to do so. So I really appreciate contacting you and talking to you and being on your show. And thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed myself.
it was definitely a pleasure having you. It was fun. And definitely, you know, I definitely can't wait to just see you watch you do some stuff, and I will be on the lookout to see, you know, we get some stuff from you, because I'm excited to see that, you know. I ain't going to go too much more than it, but, girl, you went up. I ain't going to say no more. I'll be quiet. I ain't going to speak too much. I'm going to find out. Let me find out you ain't, girl.
Watch out now.
All right, y'all go see. All right, let me. I'm not going to say no more. So stop right there. All right. Okay, so that's pretty much it, man. Y'all definitely stay safe, man. Tomorrow's show, that's the Glitz and Glamour show. Check it out tomorrow. Angela, man. I'm going to talk so much trash to her because she's a Texans fan, and I'm a Cowboys fan, so our teams play against each other, so I'm going to let her know tomorrow that I'm declaring her my enemy for the next few days until the game's over. So we will see. All right, y'all. We about to roll now. I'll remind you, man, first, if you ever miss any parts of the show or want to check out feature shows, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. That's CEDDY letter J. You'll be able to listen to all the shows there. Don't forget, you can also listen to them over on iTunes for free. Type in Dustbot Radio Network. If you have a non-Apple device, make sure you download Beyond the Pod, the Beyond Pod app over there. You can go to the App Store or the Google Play Store, so I won't confuse y'all. Download the app and then look for Dustbot Radio Network on there. You will listen to there. And, of course, you got to get the website. It definitely, if you're in the entertainment industry, go join it. It's dustbot.com. That's DUSKSBOT.com. Check it out. Join it. Definitely try to make some stuff happen. And let's continue to, I'm glad to see all these great people joining and rallying, man. Just, it's a good look.
Yeah.
All right. So we get ready to roll now, everybody. We're going to close on out my famous catchphrase, and that's, remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Give with your boy, Ceddie J. We're rolling on out. Peace.